All right. Good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:03, and we have our guest, Cindy Creary, in the studio today to talk about our local movie theater and how it works. So call in anytime during this program to ask a question or just say hi. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so I'm just really curious about our local theater. It's a great resource for us, and it's part of the Nolan Center, and you're the director there. So go ahead and tell us what you can about the history of our movie theater.
Okay, so I thought since we're the museum that I would share with you some of the history of theaters in Wrangell. Mm-hmm. And then how it kind of came over to us. So the first theater that we have record of was the Rex. It was called the Rex, and that was in the early 1900s through the 1920s. And it was located in the former Alley Cat, which is where the pavilion is right now. Mm-hmm. So, and then after that was the Coliseum Movie House. And it was in the Caden building, mm-hmm. and it was one of the many structures destroyed by the big fire of, 1952. Okay. And then, after that, there was some, like, they showed movies every once in a while with, the Alaska Native Brotherhood, and then there was the 49th Star Theater that Mr. Ballard opened, and it was in a few different locations. Once was there was a gym over where the library is.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting. And then it I'm looking at my notes here. It was eventually relocated over to the on Front Street where the Sentinel is.
Okay.
So that was the Star Theater that everybody went to for many years. And I think that closed in the late 70s.
Okay.
So that's kind of the history.
Wow. So we've almost always had theater since the turn of the century about.
Yeah. Here and there, you know, things have and then there was kind of a big lull, and then we established the Castle Mountain Entertainment Theater Group in 2005.
Okay.
So, and that was essentially a student project to begin with.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. In 2005, yeah, the student said we're gonna bring movies back to town.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of interesting how that all kind of developed too, and how much do you want me to go into?
Go on. Okay. Tell me.
So it was really cool how the students were all given jobs, and they learned how to, you know, run the projection unit, and eventually opened a concession stand, and kind of developed over time.
Uh-huh.
And these days it's not a program at the school. It's, you know, it's now with the Nolan Center, but we still hire students, and mm-hmm. so students are still part of the whole process. Mm-hmm. And we now it's hard drives that get sent to us rather, you know, it's
really
yeah.
When do you think that switch was?
I would say that was about almost 5 to 7 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, that you weren't getting the reels, you were getting the digital.
Like the hard drives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So does that mean, did the projector have to get totally switched out at that point?
So we still have all of the different units up there in uh-huh. the theater projection room.
Uh-huh.
But so it's a little bit different the way that it works now with loading it all into the computer, you know, the hard drive. And
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, so we started with, you said the Rex Theater, then the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was...
The Star, 49th Star the Theater. 49th That's
Star.
Probably the one that most people remember.
Okay.
From that are still here, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, until now, which it was Castle Mountain Entertainment, or we call it now the Nolan Center Theater.
Okay, perfect. Let's go to a short break, and if you have a question for Cindy, just give us a call. That number is 874-2345, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. The time is 1:09, and we have Cindy Creary in the studio. She's with the Nolan Center, which is the operator of our movie theater that we have in town. So yes, this is your publicly organized, ran, funded movie theater in town. And so we're just here to learn more about how it works and how we get films that are, you know, produced in LA. You know, they're the big box budget films, and how we get them to our local town. So, Cindy, take it away. How do we get these films?
So it's kind of a process. We have a booker who basically is the person that I contact to ask, you know, can we get this title? Can we get this title? And then she checks with the studios to see what's available. And then, of course, because we are Wrangell and we're in a remote area and we are a small, tiny little theater, we don't get the movies like when everybody else does down south. So we have to wait almost a month, it seems like, to get the you know, the titles that everybody else is seeing. But we do get them fairly quickly. I feel like we're getting them a little bit faster than maybe we used to.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel really lucky when we get one that's, you know, still really popular in the theaters down south.
Absolutely.
So then...
Where's your booker?
Where is she located?
Yeah.
I think it's in L.A.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, maybe even... There's a lot of the business that we do throughout this is either in, like, Dallas, Texas, or in L.A.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, the studios, their offices. So, yeah, and then we are, you know, in the books for having a hard drive delivered to us. Mm-hmm. And then that can be kind of a process, too, because it comes through UPS. So I'm always waiting for Richard to bring us our hard drive.
That must be hard with scheduling, too.
It is. It's, you know, it's a challenge. But the studios are great about, you know, making sure that they've given us the, you know, allotted amount of time and that we will, if we say we're going to show it, then they make sure that the hard drive gets here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then as far as how we choose the movies, I think that's a really interesting topic because I thought before I didn't know a lot about all of this, I thought, well, you know, it would be really nice if there was kind of a more diverse, group or, you know, things that we could show that isn't just the mainstream kind of movie.
Yes.
But it's a challenge because we have to have enough patrons to make it worthwhile.
Yes.
So that means that and you know it's there's not a lot of revenue in it. We have to pay for we have to basically pay what the admission is to have the movies here.
Yes.
So we have to make sure that we're picking movies that people will actually come to.
Yes.
And it seems to be that in Wrangell, a lot of the things that are the most popular are the superhero movies and kids movies and more of the family-oriented movies.
I see.
Yeah. We tried to show a movie a couple weeks ago called Vice.
Yes, I saw that one.
about Dick Cheney and with Steve Carell and Christian Bale, and it was won millions of awards, and I thought, okay, you know, there's definitely a certain group of people that would probably go see this movie.
Yes.
But no. I think you're the only one that went, June.
I was in the theater Saturday, and not a lot of people went. And I think my date left in the middle of the movie. Right. I enjoyed it.
So I know. I did too, but we're special.
But I see what you're saying. Just because it's winning awards and it's a critical hit does not mean it's going to bring in the most people right. here in Wrangell. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have to pick the ones that will be well attended.
Okay. So go on. What are those ones that you think are going to be well attended? You've mentioned superheroes.
Yes, superheroes. Uh-huh. If there was a superhero one for every week, we'd be doing good in Wrangell here.
Wow. It's like people don't get enough of it.
It's very popular. Yeah. And like I said, the kids movies brings in a lot of the families, and you know, just a lot of family movies are really popular, mm-hmm. which I totally, you know, understand. It's a way to get the whole family out. It's something to do. Mm-hmm. It's good for the kids too. So yeah, those are definitely the ones that bring in the most business, most patrons. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's not a kids movie or a family movie every week, so we have to kind of pick and choose what we think is going to be the most popular for people in Wrangell.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, maybe in the past month or so, you know, what are the movies that you passed up on that you said maybe the town is really not that interested in? Or, you know, for that film that is out of the box, we went with Vice, but there were these other films that we passed up on.
Right. So for the weekend with Vice, there wasn't a lot of other options to, mm-hmm. to choose from. So let me think of some things that... So, and the other thing is that we try to stay away from the rated R movies. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, we'll try to get some of those in, but... they don't seem to be well attended either. So,
yeah,
a lot of those kind of hits have been, you know, on the forefront recently and are not ones that I felt like Wrangell would attend enough to make it worth
yes.
having it go for three nights. One of the questions that I've seen lately is, people asking for a matinee.
Yeah, true.
And we've tried matinees, and they're rarely successful. We rarely have enough people show up to even make it happen, because we also have the overhead of the staff. You know, the people who are running the box office and then running concessions, and mm-hmm. if we have less than 20 people, it's not really, you know, worth it for us to.
Yes. Yeah. And this would be a matinee that you would have on a Friday or a Saturday?
Well,
or...
any day. Yeah. It's been suggested, you know, Fridays have been suggested to me because that Friday is actually our slowest night. We're busiest on Saturday, and then Sunday mm-hmm. it's when most people come to the movies is on Sunday night in Wrangell.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's due to, you know, basketball games mm-hmm. and different activities that are happening. So... the matinee has been considered on Friday afternoons or potentially Sunday afternoons. It's one of those things that I want to accommodate those people, but I have to find the place when we could make it where the most people would come. Mm-hmm. So I think Friday afternoon is probably our best bet. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we're considering.
Yeah, and... I'm thinking that you all have done a matinee. You had the kids come down to watch The Grinch, or...
Yeah, that was a matinee during school, but that was a really special... something that we worked out with the studios specifically for the schools.
Okay.
But I have tried a few others, and what was the one with... oh, I can't think of it. Marshall Peterman, one of our yes. local
Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, he did that one too, but the oh, the one, that, one from most recently.
Oh.
I think it was a Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Spider-Man verse. The Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. And so we did a matinee for that one, and and nobody came. So, yeah, it was kind of a bummer. So I think it's just people's tastes and, you know, what they would come, you know, that was probably one that we thought would be a good matinee because it's a kids movie. And but
okay,
might take people getting used to it to realize that it's there and better advertising and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a matter of people are coming to tell you what they want. Definitely.
Yeah. People are telling me, you know, sending me messages and telling me, you know, try this or did you think about this? And so I actually just started a poll today on our Facebook page, the Castle Mountain Entertainment Facebook page, to give it a choice. You know, would you rather, you know, to our patrons, would you rather see this movie or this movie? And that way it kind of puts the choice to the public, you know, you get to decide on this one.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying different things.
I like it. So, so what on your poll, what are the movies? I'm curious.
So it is, so in mid-March we have, there's a couple different choices. One is, have you seen the previews for, it's called Isn't It Romantic?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then the other one is for Alita Battle Angel.
Okay. Is this a comic book movie?
That one is, it's kind of it's from the makers of, Avatar.
Okay.
So it's kind of got a sci-fi adventure. It's kind of a, I don't know, I think that my preteen daughter would love it.
Yes.
Kind of a movie.
Yes.
And then Isn't It Romantic is probably more for adults.
Okay. Isn't It Romantic?
Yeah. It's, I can't think of that actress's name, but there's been a lot of previews about it lately.
Yes, I have seen previews for this.
Yeah.
It has, I think her name's Rebel Johnson?
Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah, so if you want to put your name in the hat and give your choice on which one you rather see, go to Facebook.
Yes, Castle Mountain Entertainment page.
Okay, cool.
And then this is the one for Alita. Battle Angel. Oh, that's not a very good cover.
I can't tell much from it. But Alita. So, yeah, it's from the makers of Avatar. And, yeah, so expect some fantasy, sci-fi. Yeah, tough girl doing her thing. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Then, yeah, go to Facebook and vote. So let's go to break real quick, and then we'll come back with just a few more questions. And this is your time to let Cindy know what you want to see at the movie theaters.
Yes, tell me.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, we are back. The time is 1:26. We have Cindy in the studio with us to talk about our local movie theater. So we talked a lot about how the movies are selected and how you get them straight from the studio, pretty much.
Sort of.
You get it from your booker who is directly connected to the studios.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And then it goes through a company that sends out the hard drives.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not directly from them.
Okay. Yeah, the company gets the actual film, the digital film to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the booker is who you call to say, I want this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the booker contacts the studios. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. So let's just wrap some things up. So what movies can we expect in the near future?
So this coming weekend is the movie Glass.
Uh-huh.
And that looks really good. It's definitely got that superhero vibe.
Okay.
So I think people in Wrangell will really like it.
Who's the superhero?
Hold on just a minute. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
But I did want to say, though, that this weekend we have an event on Friday night mm-hmm. in the Nolan Center. So this movie will only be playing on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And that's kind of how things work in the theater. If we have an event, like next weekend is the men's, like the game dinner.
Yes.
So we actually won't show any movies that whole weekend because it's such a big event
mm-hmm.
that, we can't, we have to make adjustments for things like that.
Absolutely.
So again, this weekend is the movie Glass and it's only on Saturday and Sunday. And then the following weekend is the game dinner, so we won't have a movie. Mm-hmm. And then in the beginning of March, we're going to have that first weekend in March is a movie called The Kid Who Would Be King.
Okay.
Which looks really good. And then right after that, we're going to have the Lego Movie 2.
Oh, boy.
Which looks hilarious.
People love the Lego movies.
Well, the voices are so funny, too.
Okay.
And then after that, that's where I have that poll up on so people can kind of give me some feedback on what they're thinking about. But then coming up is How to Train Your Dragon 3
mm-hmm.
and Captain Marvel after okay. that. So people will really love those.
Cool. sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah.
And so Glass is mm-hmm. from M. Night Shyamalan. Uh-huh. And it's, I don't exactly know. It's a comic book thriller. So.
Okay.
And it's got Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, Davis Dunn.
Okay. All right, I've seen the previews for this one.
Yeah, it looks okay. pretty good, actually.
So it's comic book, but it's probably a little bit more darker than your average
definitely.
Yeah, superhero movie. Okay,
definitely. Yeah.
Cool. What's that rated?
It is rated PG-13.
Cool. And yeah, so we won't be able to see that Friday, but you can go Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then that wraps it up for me. Is there anything else we should know about our movie theater before we go?
Just that if you have any suggestions or ideas, I'm always open to listening and getting input.
Awesome. Well, Cindy said it here, so go ahead and let her know. She's open to your suggestions, and it's your public local theater. It's made in large part by your city contributions. So let her know. Cindy, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.